How do you know if your child is unnaturally fearful or if they're too shy? Perhaps you wonder, will your child ever outgrow their crying habits? There are all sorts of questions parents ponder in the hopes that they'll find their child is so-called normal. We'll take a look at one such situation on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mom wrote to us asking this great question. She says, "Should we be concerned about a child who doesn't like to take risks? My husband thinks he should be pushed harder and forced to face his fears. I feel we should give him time to develop confidence at his own pace. What's your perspective?" Our first thought is that you and your husband need to get on the same page before attempting to work with your child on this issue. If you don't, your child will suffer in the long run. This, as far as we're concerned, is the most important aspect of your problem, far more important than the question of whether or not your son is too cautious. Every child is endowed with a unique personality. It's critical to take this into account in dealing with a situation of this nature. Some kids are simply biologically wired to be more cautious and careful. This isn't necessarily a sign of cowardice or timidity. In some cases, it may actually be a mark of prudence and maturity beyond a child's years. Birth order can affect a child's temperament as well. It's also important to consider a child's age and level of development. The fact is, there are a lot of primary school kids who would not enjoy traveling in a racing boat at breakneck speed or riding on a gigantic death drop roller coaster. The same thing could probably be said of many adults. To a certain extent, this is just a matter of personal taste and preference. Any case, your husband needs to understand that your son is still a child, and therefore he thinks and behaves as a child. He can't be expected to act like one of Dad's 30-year-old buddies. Bear in mind that God has designed men and women to parent differently. Children need the balance that comes from having parents of both sexes. These differences are intended to complement and complete each other. If you understand this, you'll make a determined effort to avoid getting into arguments about this issue, especially in front of your son. Your spouse should respect your opinion and make allowances for your perspective. You, in turn, must learn how to value his contribution to the parenting process. Among other things, this may mean that you need to step aside and resist the temptation to overprotect your son. Let him bond with his dad and develop masculine interests. Look for opportunities to express confidence in him, affirm him, and let him know that you believe he can overcome his fears. Your husband, on the other hand, has to be careful not to push him into activities that make him feel uncomfortable. The worst possible thing he can do is to shame or embarrass him. This will have a permanent impact on his self-concept and level of confidence. We'd advise your husband to examine his motives. Is he trying to force your son into a mold that doesn't fit his personality? There's no reason to compel the boy to engage in activities that Dad enjoys. Instead, both parents should make an effort to get involved with hobbies, sports, and pastimes that your son finds interesting and fun. Finally, remember that your son has his entire life ahead of him. The process of growing up may involve all kinds of unexpected changes in his temperament. It's entirely possible for a cautious kid to turn into a thrill-seeking teenager. Hormonal influences, changes in the brain, and peer pressure may transform your son into a bungee-jumping, motorcycle-racing 16-year-old. So relax and give him the time and space he needs to develop into the person God created him to be. Please visit Focus on the Family's website if you're seeking more guidance as parents. There are hundreds of articles and broadcasts that cover a great deal of topics, and of course a host of books, DVDs, and more that may contain the exact answers you're looking for. Log on to safamily.co.za to start browsing. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.